Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast. I'm your host, your ghost host.
You know, I don't know why I went Haunted Mansion on the intro. I have not been to Disneyland in over a year, and it's not Halloween. I don't know why my brain does the things that it does. But my brain would love it if you would go to the Nerdist channel on YouTube, youtube.com/Nerdist, which has recently been launched, and click subscribe to ensure that we can continue to make programming that you will enjoy. Parentheses, hopefully. Also, Matt and Joan and I are taken to the road, as we tend to, and we're going to be in Madison, Wisconsin on April 12th, Chicago, Illinois, April 13th, and Iowa City, Iowa on April 14th. And the following week, we also have shows at State College, Pennsylvania, and then in Michigan. Then we have, we've announced show in Los Angeles in June. We're doing Houston and Dallas in July. So go to nerdist.com/calendar to get tickets for those before they're gone. We're actually starting to sell out shows now, which is crazy. It's crazy. All right, that sounds like a humble brag. I'm a pleasant dick, which I think is what humble brag really means. I'm a pleasant dickhead. I'd like to thank Squarespace.com for sponsoring this episode of the Nerdist Podcast. It is the fast and easy way to create high-quality websites and blogs for your free trial and 15% off your new account for 6 months. Just go to Squarespace.com and use the offer code Nerdist3. Easy-to-use UI for creating and managing your website or blog. It's optimized for beginners. If you're an expert in CSS, that's fine, which means cascading style sheets. There are hundreds of design templates to choose from. Also, you have iPhone, iPad, and Android apps, so you can update on the go. Online resources and special support teams give you 24/7 personal help. And Squarespace now offers free live classes for any level of experience to get more comfortable with the platform. Go to class schedules at workshops.squarespace.com. So for your free trial, sign up for a free account. It's squarespace.com. There's no credit card needed. You try it out, and then you start building your website. And then if you decide to purchase, use the offer code Nerdist3, which is different than previous Nerdist offers, Nerdist3, and you get 15% off for the next 6 months. That's squarespace.com, offer code Nerdist3. And now, here's another episode of the Nerdist Podcast that is hashtag hostful goodness. What will the three of us get up to in this episode, I wonder? Only you can find out by listening. See, I ended it with Disney Haunted Mansion 2. I think I just need to go to Disneyland. All right, guys, we're going to Disneyland. Listen to the podcast. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
You know the tiki porn place on Santa Monica?
Yeah. Tiki porn place?
It's like it's called Tiki something. It's like a it's one of those video. I think it's like it's a booth place.
Yeah, I think you go jerk
like,
off there.
Yeah, it's like a booth jerk booth place.
So
I think that's what
this is.
Just
a matter of fact.
Yeah, but I really was thinking about the cover of my next album of like being in front of that. And just basically doing like a Elliott Smith figure eight parody.
Oh, wow.
It's like me in front of it, but it's just this like really fucking horrible. Because it's just so bright red.
I know what this place is. Out. Well, I went to Sex World this weekend in Minneapolis.
You went in. I just took a picture on the outside.
I was just so curious. I mean, I'd seen that place so many times. And so I went in and I rode the giant golden penis. I mean, not rode in a sexy way, rode like
you did that later in the night.
No, yeah, that was like, that rode like, they basically have a giant dick that you can ride like one of those kids rides outside a Walmart. But they have one of those, but it's a giant.
What kind
penis.
Of does it still play? Does it still play that like an electronic version of like a porn song?
Chicago,
Waka Chicka, Boston, oh, America.
Yeah, no, I it was interesting. Sex World was interesting.
Sex World Sandra.
Sex World Sandra. I didn't buy anything. I just wanted to see, because it's open 24 hours, and I was wondering, like, who goes in there at like 5:45 a.m.
Did you just work out the aggression from your car getting hit at Sex World?
My car got hit after Sex World.
Car got hit?
Yeah, my the rental car that I had.
His Nissan.
It was it was like a little Nissan SUV thing that that I rented. Well, I went to dinner after I left you at Zombie Den, which, by the way, Donnie Dirk's Zombie Den is amazing.
It's really cool. I can't believe the guy, like, we're all looking at the DVDs and the next movies we're going to put on, and, like the guy with the neck tattoos at the door is like, I'm like, hey, you should put these up. I'm going to put on Basket Case. And we're like, totally cool. Totally cool.
Yeah, when I got there, Basket Case was playing.
Yeah.
I think they had just cut Belial off his brother.
Yes.
Wow.
Ah, But it's fun to watch. It's so much fun to watch films shoot before they had the crutch of CG. Like, how do they have to shoot with like a fucking blanket pile and then just like sticking the guy's face through? Like, that must have been such a miserable shoot.
I think it was Doug Benson and I were talking about that, where it's just like, it's like that made the movies creepier because you had to, like, you have to think about all these people on set with this, like, with all this practical effects. You're like, everyone's there. Everyone's looking at this guy going, la, la,
yeah,
la, you know, and it just, it adds a level of just creepiness that.
Well, in House of a Thousand Corpses, when they turned Rain into Fish Boy,
yeah,
where it's just like half him, like half fish body, he was stuck in that position for hours and hours, like, you know. There was no, well, we'll just take a rendering of you, and then we'll then we'll just put it like it was just him.
I think the purest case of it is in the original Nightmare on Elm Street, there is a scene where he comes out of the wall behind the wallpaper.
Yeah,
and like you can tell, it's just they used like a tight screen with a wallpaper pattern.
Yeah.
That stretches, so like it's like it's practical.
And it looked better than
and then they did it again. In the latest version, and they did it again, and it looks horrible. They use CG, and it looks faker than the other thing.
Yeah,
which is, if you think about 30 years had gone by, it's probably even cheaper to use a stretchy screen.
Stretchy screens have gone up in price.
I didn't know about the market.
Just like it's like record players. They're surprisingly expensive.
After the stretchy screen crash of '87.
Oh,
they really
it came out before that.
They would have thought because the bubble was made of stretchy screen that it would never burst.
Yep,
but unfortunately,
the bubble itself is what we're counting on.
But stretchy screen does have a limit.
Yeah,
and we reached it.
We were at the zombie bar, which is really cool. All the people dressed up like Sean from Shaun of the Dead.
Yep, the bartenders,
that's cool.
Yeah, they all
my favorite thing was there was a drink. I mean, I was just obviously drinking water, but they had a shot called the Vermicious Knid.
Yeah,
which I thought was pretty.
You can have like a Diet Coke if you wanted.
I don't like soft drinks.
Well, that's your problem.
That is my. I take that. But
they also another drink they had on the menu was the Kali Ma.
Oh,
which I kept on saying came with a chaser of Humupshi Bup.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Or you made up the second.
I made up, but there was a drink called Kali Ma.
But it's like five, so it has to be Kali Ma. Humupshi Bup. Humupshi Bup. Humupshi Bup. Humupshi Bup.
It's like one of those challenges. You get one Kali Ma, but you have to do five shots of Humupshi Bup.
I love a Kali Margarita.
Heart catches on fire,
and then someone has to pull it out of your chest. Yeah. You have to actually consume the drink over a pit.
Yes,
in a cage. So after I left there, I went to this place called the Modern Cafe, which was great, amazing food. No, it's modern. Oh. It's old modern, and came out, and there was a note on the windshield of my rental car, and I was like, oh fuck, did I get a ticket? And I open up this note, and I'll read you exactly what the note says. I didn't see the damage first. I just started reading this note, and some kind Samaritan, someone hit your car at 10:55 p.m. and drove off. Their plate number is, and it left the plate number and the make of the car. I saw it happen along with the lady who lives across the street. Feel free to call me. And then the guy left his number.
Wow.
And so, yeah, someone, there were a bunch of bars there. I don't know exactly what happened, but what I can piece together is the damage is on the driver's corner bumper, like right under the headlight.
Yeah.
And it's pretty mashed in. And it's not like someone just tried to turn around and bumped it. Like, they fucking hit it. So I don't know exactly what happened because I haven't talked to the guy yet, but I'm guessing someone was either drunk or texting and swerved from their lane across the street, hit my car, backed up, and then drove off. That's what the damage looks like. The damage was pretty, pretty good.
What's the process then?
Well, the process is going back to the hotel for 2 hours and like filing reports. And
that was your vacation.
It was. I was up till like 2 a.m. just on the phone with like Hertz and my insurance company and American Express.
You didn't decline the extra insurance, did you, through Hertz?
I did, yeah.
You asshole.
I'm not an asshole. I have coverage for that. It's so expensive to get the extra insurance.
Isn't it like $30 a day or something like that?
And if I'm gone for like a week, like I have my Hertz account set automatically. So if I'm gone for a week, which I am sometimes, like I just don't want to pay an extra hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
It's like getting the extra coverage at the like at Fry's or whatever. Like, hey, you want the extended warranty? It's a fucking lot of money to pay.
If I was renting stuff from Fry's, I'd probably get the extra.
I don't know.
Wasn't mine.
First of all, this is not my fault.
Yeah, that's
no one's saying it is. No one's saying it is your fault.
Are you
but
sure,
you know
Chris,
what's funny is even
you
when
were
I,
asking for it with that spot.
I really was. Even when I was returning the car, I still felt like they're going to think I'm lying. Because the story is literally, I went to dinner and I came back and this happened.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I didn't see it.
You're
didn't hear it.
Lying.
It was.
Even now, your story's falling apart.
No, Matt.
You just went to dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very convenient for your car to accidentally.
Oh,
get
hold on.
Hit.
I forgot.
No, this
my
is good
gun.
Practice. This
I
is good practice.
I gotta go back to my car and get my gun. Then I came back and she was shot.
By another gun.
Ironically, the same exact bullets that I used.
Yeah, yeah.
She was shot by James Gunn.
James Gunn.
Wow.
Holding a gun. No, I don't know, but it really. Part of me felt bad, like, you know, this person probably didn't stick around because they're going to get fucked really hard if they find out. And I almost felt guilty about like giving all this information to the police. I'm like, but you know, fuck that person. I'm not going to pay for this. So,
yeah, but you wouldn't have either way.
I would have. Yeah. Well, my insurance would have gone like I would have had to have claimed some responsibility for it if I did it.
Oh,
take no responsibility for anything. That's what I do.
Matt, look, Matt started.
I did. Yesterday I started.
Started what?
The juice thing.
Oh, that's your juice cleanse?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You're going to do this for 60 days?
Already down 7 pounds in a day. A lot of water weight, apparently.
Yeah, Matt, I don't,
a lot of water weight.
I don't think this is healthy
we'll
to do
find
it for
out well, together.
I don't want to find out by delivering your eulogy.
Well, you should. I think both of you together should deliver my eulogy.
It'd be really funny.
Guys,
I mean, heartwarming. I have to.
I hope you get to that big Dave Matthews concert in the sky, you piece of shit.
Someone please animate my eulogy.
The guy, I just can't fucking be nice. This motherfucker. Fucking listen.
Would we do that? We'd be a wreck.
That would have to
although it'd be kind of funny. I would not put your eulogy on the YouTube channel.
I would like it there. It would get at least 5 views. My parents would watch it once.
Well, Matt finally lost all that weight he wanted when they removed his organs at McDonough Funeral Home.
Yay!
We'll take it all out at McDonough's. Come to McDonough's when you're done.
We had t-shirts that said we put the fun in funeral, and we would wear them all the time.
I used to have a joke. One of my first jokes was talking about how I, like, how much I hated my grandfather, and like when he died, it wasn't as much as a funeral as it was a funeral. And by that I mean I rented a Tilt-A-Whirl and a cotton candy machine.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
Why did you hate your grandfather so much?
You know, he was okay guy. He was just he called me fat all the time and like was always kind of a dick to me.
You need that though sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you need that.
I feel like I do. That's what the internet's for.
No, don't.
No, you know what? Like, couple months before he died. It was one of those, I was riding my bike and I saw him walking around his neighborhood. He had to walk just to kind of, you know, stay alive. Old people have to do that
walk
sometimes.
Walk to stay alive.
And it's like, you better start doing something. But I saw him and I rode my bike up next to him and he's like, oh, why are you riding your bike? I was like, oh, no, I feel like going for a bike ride. Why are you walking? Kind of smart ass response. And he's like, so I don't get as fat as you.
Your grandmother's hilarious.
Yeah, but then the thing is, I you know, normally I would just be like, well, I'll see you later. And then, but I stuck around. And we had like a really long conversation, like for like an hour. The first time the two of us had ever really just had a conversation as just two people. And that was like a couple months before he died. So I didn't, you know, by the time he was gone, I didn't hate him at all.
Well,
I realized he was like a cool guy that just didn't know. He's old and like he doesn't know how feelings work.
Right. Was that at the end of the conversation, this really deep, meaningful conversation, it still ended with him going, and that is why you should walk so you're not so fat. Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, you got me.
Nice conversation, Granddad. yeah, I don't really hate him though. But he was right.
Well, I don't classify you as a fat guy anymore.
I do.
You're bigger.
Yeah, I'm a fat
You've
guy.
Gone down. You've been
yeah,
you've
yeah,
been
yeah.
declassed.
But I still yeah. I went through the last week or so. I just was like, off the diet, eating like a motherfucker.
Yeah, we even got Chloe to eat mac and cheese pizza.
I did see you eat a pizza sandwich of two slices of pizza put together,
and the other was mac and cheese.
That's what it was missing. It needed just something more salty on that mac and cheese pizza.
You just fucking another piece of pizza. That was
and meat. Well, there was no meat.
I was thinking tapatio.
There was no meat.
Yeah, there needed something, right?
Yeah.
You had a bite.
I had a bite of
it. Point is
yeah,
delicious.
Chloe had one.
And then I felt my heart skip a beat.
Let's talk about
Chloe blamed Deanna.
Well,
she's like, this
I'm
is
not
your
eating
fault.
Solid food.
Well, so what is your goal with this?
I would like to lose 100 pounds.
But, you know, if you lose weight in an unhealthy way, you're going to gain it back.
But as far as I can tell, this is a somewhat healthy way to do it.
But I don't know if you're essentially
Here's
going to be starving your body for 2 months.
And then go back onto the 4-hour body to maintain it.
Okay.
That's my plan.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Well, I don't want to be discouraging. I just want to make sure that you're doing something that's
healthy. You should
watch healthy.
The movie Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, which is what I watched that gave me the idea to do this.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure.
Is there enough fiber, though?
I don't know what fiber is.
See, then this is why it's dangerous, what you're doing.
From vegetables, does the fiber transfer over when you juice them?
I'm not a dietitian.
I don't know.
Well,
but you're
that's
a smart
not telling
guy.
Me what to do.
You're a smart fit guy. I just thought you might know something.
I don't know. I'm just worried about this. I'm worried about him because I just don't want you to.
We'll see. Listen,
I don't.
I could get very irritable tomorrow. Day three.
Well,
that's supposed to get
that
really
could be
bad.
Good podcasting.
Wow.
Not
more irritable day. Matt. Did someone see someone, you know, a conspiracy Keanu, that meme? Have you ever seen that? It's just like Keanu from Bill and Ted's. And like he's just like a confused, like, what kind of face. And the meme, what if Matt is really the dick and Jonah just keeps him in check?
You're the tether that just keeps him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't understand.
Well, that's not true.
I'm the hero the Nerdist podcast needs.
Well, I don't want you to listen.
That's what we want.
I support that if you're going to do this, you know, I'll support that you want to do this. But just let's just make sure that you're.
I'm going to monitor it. The situation.
How are you going
I'll
to
look
a doctor?
At my waistline. I can't go. I don't have health insurance. I'm not down with this crazy doctor situation.
Hey, wait. Have you been here long enough to get
April.
Health insurance?
I get it in April. It's April.
I just got my health
when
insurance.
When did you get
card.
It? You get it. Go to the doctor.
When do I? I don't know when I get
they'll
it.
They'll send you. They'll send you the card.
Something like
yeah,
that.
No. They'll send you your card.
I have to sign up for the plan.
Oh, geez.
I haven't done that yet.
All right. Well, that's on you then. You have to do that.
Yeah. Fuck
yeah,
me.
I just got my health insurance card in the other day.
Great. We should go to the doctor together.
Ooh.
Let's go podcast from the doctor's office.
Let's all get enemas.
It's a question. Ow!
It's a little early. For
hey, you know what? I saw. I watched the first episode of Touch, the new Kiefer Sutherland show.
How is
Tim
it?
Kring. I was crying. It was
good?
Fucking emotional. Yeah, I hasn't yet to watch the second episode, but the first episode I thought was quite good.
Okay,
it's a little cheesy, a little hammy, but it's on network TV. But
it's for America.
But it's shot well. It's Kiefer Sutherland is a great actor. It's a neat idea. It's all about just the patterns and numbers and all the things that kind of connect us science wise.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of takes out the idea of faith. They do talk about destiny, which irked me a bit, but it's all about the idea of just the predestined.
Why does destiny irk you?
And I don't like to think that anything is pre-planned.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to think that there is like a thing that's supposed to happen.
It's also an easy writing crutch, too.
Yeah, it's just like everything happens for a reason. Well, everything happens as a reaction to something, and then people justify it in their brain as a reason.
Because we can't possibly conceptualize the idea that there isn't
just
a plan.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's religion is just like they go. Well, it's God's greater plan. Everything happens for a reason. God's greater plan.
Mm-hmm.
And but I like to think that it's just chaos.
Chaos theory.
Yeah. But Kiefer Sutherland's great in it. And, you know, it's a dad loves his son a lot. I fucking teared up watching it. Deanna cried.
Grandfather didn't call the kid fat.
Nope. Didn't have once. But I like it. I suggest it.
I'll tell you what I figured out yesterday not eating was that every show I watch has food in it.
Not Storage Wars.
It annoys me. Storage Wars hasn't been new in a while, so it's not on my DVR.
I'm sure there's a lot of rotting food.
Kitchen Nightmares.
What about Bigfoot?
Restaurant Impossible.
They constantly have food for Bigfoot.
They're setting out.
Bigfoot supposedly smells really bad.
Bigfoot supposedly.
Yeah.
A lot of supposedlies with Bigfoot. Squatch, if you will.
If we catch a Bigfoot.
Squatchy.
Do we eat him or what do we do?
No, I think we try to teach him English.
Do you think he has the vocal cords?
Who knows? I don't know yet.
He wouldn't, though.
We'll find out.
He wouldn't have the vocal cords necessary.
He can make noise. They do squatch calls.
But, like, isn't it? Yeah.
Squatch calls.
They do squatch calls based off of.
No research.
No.
I was in a restaurant in Minneapolis, and a movie that my dad took me to see when I was a kid, Sinbad and the Eye of the Tiger, came on.
Oh.
And there's a whole scene where they come upon a troglodyte.
Oh, boy.
But then they befriend it.
Oh, okay.
But it can't speak. But the baboon can communicate with it with a series of chirps and chatters.
Wow.
So maybe that's how...
Maybe that's how we talk to... we get one of those gorillas that signs, you know?
Coco. Yeah, Coco.
Coco the gorilla.
Yeah, it's smart ass.
Or even better, we get a bunch of gorillas to act out the movie signs.
Oh,
you guys.
You still get scared.
Yeah. Still get scared.
Really
especially
good.
When that one big ape walks by that birthday party.
Where?
Gorilla Mel
the
Gibson.
The Mexican birthday party in Argentina.
Yeah.
Ecuador, where is it?
I can't remember.
Ah, whatever.
It's south.
It's south of us.
It's to the south.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be in San Diego.
I had a great time. The Minneapolis shows were so much fun. Doug Benson was our guest on the first show. Tim Meadows was our guest on the second show.
Man.
Tim just happened to be sitting two rows in front of me on the plane, so I was about to say I hijacked him.
You can't
him.
Say that on a plane.
I know. I take it back.
you can bet on black, though.
And I did, nice. And he was great.
Did you make an executive decision to talk to him?
Yep, I did. I made an executive decision.
Did you have to use any of your Air Force One? That didn't work. So.
No.
But what'd you
passenger 57.
That's what I was trying to work into it. Anyway, get off my plane.
Top Gun? No.
Nope.
I'm just saying movies now.
Get this motherfucking Tim Meadows off my motherfucking plane.
Ladies man on a plane.
Hey, that's good.
I like. Do you ever hear? Oh God,
Tony Danza.
No,
Marbles.
Josh Fadum. Has
oh, okay,
that,
Josh.
That, like,
yeah, that was my next one. Yeah,
Josh Fadum has that. Where
I just like to throw out words.
He does the Harrison Ford, just like mixing up the movies. Like, get off my plane, Chewie.
I love Josh Fadum. Well, Tim Meadows was an exceptional guest, and we had an amazing show with him. I think I'll probably have to cut that show down a little bit, probably in the Quemens section, because the show was like 2 hours and 14 minutes long.
Thanks to that one guy's string of Quemens.
It wasn't, though.
It wasn't that bad.
That's with the stand-up in there, isn't it?
No.
I think it is.
No.
I think I said, oh, wow.
They were a blast. And that theater, that Varsity Theater is awesome.
It's so cool. That bathroom upstairs is
incredible.
Insane.
Yeah. Let's go. And Tim Meadows is just awesome.
So he's a great guy.
Stories and
I forgot how much of his shit I loved as a kid. His sketches were just so funny to me.
Yeah. He's really good.
He's been doing stand-up now. Anyway, if you get a chance to see Tim Meadows, go do it. He was an excellent guest. I'm going to post both those shows soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because once it has a guest. Yeah, it was great. Doug Benson was a lot of fun to have around.
Oh my God, Doug.
It was great.
Yeah, I spent the weekend with Doug, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, the next day, Matt opened up the Doug Loves the Movie show with Doug.
Yeah.
And then I was on it with Graham Elwood and local Minneapolis comic, Amber Preston, who was really, really funny.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. They were at, you guys were at Acme.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is a fucking amazing comedy club.
Man, that place is gorgeous.
You never been there?
No. I've never been to Minneapolis before.
I performed there 2 years ago, and the guy who runs it, Lewis Lee, is just, he just knows how to run a comedy venue. And it's weird. A lot of comedy clubs you go and you just kind of get the sense like, oh, I'm just distracting people so they'll buy hot wings. And Lewis, is his goal is only getting people in there. His goal is only getting people in there who want to see comedy, and that's it. And as a result, the shows are super fun and booked extremely well. Sorry, sorry. Who are those people that just walked by?
Hot.
Oh, I didn't really get to see.
Yeah, it looked like a cool. I wouldn't mind going back and performing there.
With those with those girls out there, or with the.
Yeah, but it's crazy how like a lot, you know, a lot of friends from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and like
KP Anderson,
Sean Tillman, also known as Harmar Superstar,
Puny Entertainment's
from the Shad from Puny Entertainment.
Yep,
Andrew Zilch, producer on Attack, Rich Summer,
Rich Summer. Yeah, there's
a lot of funny people,
a lot of great bands, a lot of funny people. Lizzie Cooperman,
did you get engaged?
Oh yeah, we like it's like a
what?
No, it's just not an official thing. We're gonna get married sometime next year.
That's called an engagement. Can and open the door and be like, hey, should we just make this official? Okay.
No, it's not everything I do with Deanna is shit related, Chris.
Not like that. Some of the things are. That's what that suggests.
Yeah, some of them are, and we've talked about it.
I just heard this rumor blowing in the wind. I was like, what? No, surely I would. No, really?
It's not really. It's just a thing that we know we're going to do. It's just about the execution of it.
Congratulations.
Well, I don't, you know, like I can't think of any other, like there, to me, it doesn't feel like a big thing because it's just like, of course, you know, with Deanna, it's like, of course I want to be with her.
Sure.
Forever. Like, sure. It's like, I really. Why are you looking like that?
Because
it's going to get you in trouble with your girlfriend?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm very happy for you.
Thanks. No, I mean,
I just see Matt explaining home. It's a very informal thing that they're doing. It's not at all. I know it sounds like an official thing, but they're not. There's no rings. Yeah. They're not even sure. There's not even gonna be, you know.
Well, the thing is, it's like I love her more than anything. I really think that she is just the person for me. I know it, and that's you know, that's the end of it. And like marriage is just a kind of it doesn't make a difference, you know. It's just paperwork, really. So like if we do it, we'll do it next year probably.
Please, have it in Hawaii.
No destination weddings. The plan, though, well, one of the ideas that we had is like doing it up in Idlewild, which is just like 2 hours east of here.
We just rent out the stable center.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is, it's like we talk about it, and but it's not like, you know, it's like, hey, everybody, we're engaged, because it's not for anybody else.
Right.
It's for us to know, and it's just
a
thing.
I feel like it's for us too.
Yes. Yeah. It's
no. Listen, I don't want it to be for me.
No, I want it to be for me.
I think it should just be for you. Like,
yeah,
all the expectations when you have to go to a wedding, like, I gotta rent the thing and stand up on a thing. Yeah, aren't you kids elope?
Yeah. Well, the idea was that we just want to put on like a weekend long, party pretty much in Idlewild, where there's like, we have our friends' bands play, we have like comedy shows, we rent out the theater up there and just like show like, you know, like awesome movies, and then like have like good, like, you know, picnics and stuff like that, and be a lot of fun.
Sounds good.
Wedding camp.
Yeah, happen the same time Jonah Radio comes out.
Dude, you should have a wedding camp. You should do a wedding camp one weekend, and then but do a murder mystery and have like a fucking psychopath like Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, that would be pretty
kind of a thing.
Awesome.
And then you have to. But then it turns into a real murder. And then we shoot it.
Yeah, when it's revealed, it turns out to be both of us.
Oh my gosh.
I just gave it away. Never mind, we'll not do it.
Fuck. Or does that mean you are going to do it because now you said you gave it away, so no one's expecting it?
That's probably it. But is it?
Oh, I don't know. Wait, are you telling me the truth now?
Chris, your nose is bleeding.
Or now.
I'm confused. What's marriage?
Yeah, like
marriage is a beautiful
I don't, you know, I don't think much about marriage either way. It's just, it's kind of an archaic idea.
Yeah.
I think, you know, right now it's like, the one thing that's like, you know, we talk about is like, well, you know, I got health insurance now. If we were married, you'd get that health insurance.
Yeah. You could visit me in the hospital.
Yeah.
You could exactly. You could legally tell them to pull the plug on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could have all my stuff.
Yeah.
Are you going to have babies?
You could
tell them to pull
Well, I mean, you're not because you don't have the ovaries.
Oh,
not you yet. Meant her,
is Deanna going to have a baby?
No.
Okay.
No, we're not. We don't like that. Like, that's going to get in the way of fun.
Like I don't like that. I am all for people like this idea, and it's a very Southern idea. It's a very the idea that like you have to have kids and you have to get married. I think if more people just said, you know, I don't really think I'm the right person to be having kids, and I know that about myself, so I'm not going to do it. I think everyone gets done a huge favor that way.
Yeah.
The kids.
Yeah, I mean
society.
That was Nick's phone just went off.
It's his son.
No, it's his marimba. It's the marimba lessons.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for people if they want to have kids. It's just never anything I've been interested in. You know, it would get in the way of doing things.
Yeah,
you know, I like being selfish. I like Deanna a lot because we get to be selfish together.
Well, it's like Patton before he had a kid. He had a bit that was all about. They have a baby. It's called 13 hours of sleep a night.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And then they had a baby.
Yeah. Then they had a baby. And then it's what's that line from World's Greatest Dad? It's the hardest job you'll ever love or something like that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the hardest.
It could just be me being young, but I don't really see any time for it in the future.
I think you should probably have a baby soon.
Matt wants to have a baby with you.
Yeah.
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 Oh, nice.
Let's raise a child.
Hey guys, why don't you make a?
That kid be fucked up.
Why don't you make a baby right now?
Well,
Matt, get Jonah's mouth pregnant.
Okay.
This is beautiful.
That sounded much larger, Jen. Thank you.
Yeah. But also, I don't want anyone listening to, like, you know, send out like congratulations or anything.
I think
like
you should send out congratulations, maybe flowers. Pretty much send a bunch.
But like,
of
like I said, it's a personal thing.
Yeah, and make it as public as possible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But all joking aside.
Seriously.
Well, I won't say congratulations, but I think it's very nice that you guys have decided to commit to each other in this way.
Yeah, it's a commitment, you know.
Well, that's
good. Get married when gay people can get married.
Well, gay people can sort of get married in some places.
Yeah.
Well, but all 50 states.
Collectively.
Collectively.
Yeah.
Just let people get married and be happy if they want to get married. Yeah. I'm preaching to the choir.
Yeah, yeah, there's no, it's
I bet
it's
we pointless. Have bigots that listen to us.
You think so?
Somewhere. There's always one. There's an outlier somewhere.
I hope not.
I really hope not. If you don't believe that gay people should be legally allowed to get married, delete every episode of the podcast.
Well, now hold on, Jonah. You know, there are a lot of different...
Oh, you're right. Passionate Chris. Business Chris is getting in the way.
Oh, shit. It's the two supermen pulling apart to fight each other.
No,
let's see.
Coney 2012.
Coney 2012. Oh, Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. I made a sweet Minneapolis playlist for our show.
Which was great.
Yeah, it was Dillinger 4.
But people can get on RDO.com.
Yeah, you can check it out on RDO along with the normal Nerdist playlist, pre-show playlist on my RDO profile. But yeah, there's so many great bands that come from Minneapolis.
It's a good little art cluster.
Yeah, Replacements are from there. Husker Du, Sugar, Dillinger 4, The Replacements, Motion City Soundtrack, friends of the podcast, Soundtrack.
Yep.
Harmar Superstar,
mm-hmm.
Sean's other project.
Oh, okay, okay, great.
And also a really good a rapper from the Rhymesayers crew and a group called Doomtree, this guy P.O.S.,
Point of sales.
Justin from Motion City Soundtrack recommended him to me, and then within the first line of the first song, like within like the first like couple minutes, he references Party of Dufresne, Party of Four.
Oh, really?
From Mitch Hedberg, yeah.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, and just like, what happened to Dufresne Party of Four? Like, he says it. I was just like, oh, well, I'm sold.
So what's that band again?
It's a rapper, P.O.S.
P.O.S., okay. Yeah. All right.
That's good. It's good stuff. References Fugazi.
I'll check that shit out.
Yeah,
check it
so
out.
Much, lots of good stuff. Soul Asylum, they're from Minneapolis.
Runaway Train.
I ended up putting Misery.
Back.
I put Misery on the playlist. I didn't want to put Runaway Train.
Yeah, I just, you know, yeah. Dave Perner, I just always wanted to punch him.
Yeah.
Do it.
Never met him.
Do
but
it.
I just saw, like, the, like, look, I'm, it's no secret. I purposely mess up my hair, but Dave Perner has, like, such strategically messed up, like, I just want to make sure everyone knows I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that's what that
he
look
has a
was.
A large piece of cardboard that's cut out in the shape of his hair, and he drops
just
it on.
Just puts it on,
make sure.
Yeah, and then exactly. lifts it back
it's
up.
It's all in line. I always thought that about Evan. I never liked Evan Dando. I liked the Lemonheads a lot, but I was just like, it's like, he's just, like, too good looking.
Is that what it Dando. Is?
Do you ever hear that song, I Wish I Was Him, by Noise Attic, Ben Lee?
Oh, right.
Yeah. That song's about Evan Dando.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And like he was heartbroken when he found out Evan Dando was like dating Winona Ryder.
Oh, well, she dated Evan Dando too? Because she dated Dave Perner.
I think she also dated Evan Dando, right?
Oh, wow.
Why else would you write a song about it?
I think that because that's when really she started getting that reputation, when she was like just dating all the grunge rockers.
Good for her.
Yeah. But she never dated Ben Lee.
I wish I was him.
She'd probably go out with him now.
Yeah,
she
true.
Should date me.
Whoa.
I had a huge Winona Ryder thing.
Who didn't?
Yeah. No, like I was like.
You know, like I remember.
I watched that horrible movie Girl Interrupted just so I can see her wet shirt.
You know.
Been there.
It's like Beetlejuice. Like, oh, she's really cute. And then fucking Heathers.
Yeah.
Was just like.
You're badass.
was just heart stopping.
Yeah.
Like Christian Slater fuck in the backyard.
Yeah.
What school is this happen at?
She played a high school girl in Heathers, which was what,
87?
87. And then fucking Girl Interrupted, she's just out of high school. And that was like 99.
Yeah, but she was Pixie. Like she's a Gelfling. Like she was kind of ageless for a long time.
She was Spock's mom in the new Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Noni Horowitz. Friend of mine went to school with her.
Oh.
And her name was Noni Horowitz.
But Natalie Noni Hirschleg. Is just a nickname for Winona, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Horowitz.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend named Dave Horowitz.
Good to know.
I have a friend named Dave Matthews.
No, you don't.
It's not
you
that
would
Dave
never
Matthews.
Say that.
It's the tech guy, Dave Matthews.
Screw that guy.
One T, Dave Matthews, one T.
I get excited sometimes when I see that, and then I'm like, oh, it's the tech guy.
Yeah. Who is great.
Yeah, I guess. He's no Dave Matthews, though.
Well, he is a Dave Matthews,
no,
literally.
No,
he's literally Dave
he's
Matthews.
He's not a 2T Dave Matthews.
His crash into me is when the computer blew. I can't create a robust wireless network in my home using two Airport Expresses.
Because you're not good at it.
I am good at it.
I'll go do it for you, I guess.
Matthew.
Again.
I have done everything. I have done everything to get this network up and running, and the base station... Yeah. Is fine. One half of my place is up and running great, but the extended network, Airport Express, which I have reconfigured and relaunched rebooted several times, I'm literally getting like 0.2 megs down.
Well, you're just not good at the internet. That's all.
No, I am pretty good at the internet.
No, it's not. I mean, you're okay at the internet, but.
I extended the wireless network. I had initially had it set to channel 6. You told me to set it to channel 2, which
channel
I did. But channel 2 did not do anything. And so I'm wondering if the problem lies somewhere in, do I need to make it backwards compatible with 802.11 B and G or just N?
Why would you need B and G? What is in your
I don't
house
know.
That you use
nothing, but I just like, what if someone comes over and they have an old I don't know.
That doesn't happen. No, A, you don't invite people over.
All right,
B,
that's true.
They don't have old stuff.
So I should just set it on 2.4 gigahertz.
Yeah.
All right. I'll try it.
Just let it go. Just let it loose.
But in other news, I've named my main base station Thundar, and then I named the extended network K9.
Nicely
but
done.
K9's not working. K9's not working.
My network's called Meta. It's Matt and Greta.
So when are you guys getting married?
Almost never.
I saw the trailer for Ted, the Seth MacFarlane movie with Mark Wahlberg.
I didn't watch it yet. How was it?
Looks like it's gonna be. Watch the Red Band trailer on Funny or Die. It looks really funny.
I thought it was just a heist movie about the TED conference.
Yeah, exactly.
I was watching Cupcake Wars last night because
the Funny or Die guys were on it.
Yeah,
Danny Jelinek is in it, like freaking out over a cupcake or something.
Yeah, it's like, oh fuck, Seth Morris is one of the judges.
Yeah.
Well, Justin Willman hosts that show, and he also hosts Magic Meltdown on the YouTube channel Nerdist, which launched today.
Oh.
Well, this will go up Wednesday, but it launched Monday, which is the day that we're putting this up. Yeah.
Now they know.
So the bowling show has gone up today. Some people complained because we put up a ton of library content today, like a bunch of pre-existing. Like, it didn't make sense to parse out episodes of things that of pre-existing shows.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Dr. Tran and Nan Nan Little Puss Puss and shows like that. So we put them all up at once. And so people were like, you crowded my timeline. I'm like, I'm sorry, but this is just while we're booting up. So if your timeline got crowded the first day, it's not going to happen again regularly.
Ever.
So, but yeah. But with the bowling show went up today, Weird Al show is now up.
Oh, is it?
Comic Book Club Live. Weird Shit from Japan is going up this week. Ain't It Cool News. Kids in the Hall.
Nice little run there, Christopher.
I know. But the channel is literally built on subscriptions. So if you're listening to this show and you ever give a fuck about it, you know, some people say, can I send money to the show? And I'm like, don't send money. Just come to a live show. Subscribe to the Nerdist YouTube channel.
Nerdist.
That's how you support us.
Hang on.
But
people are asking to send money, and we're turning them down?
I am.
Guys, ask me.
No, do not send Matt Myra money.
Ask me.
You are not allowed to send Matt Myra money.
Send me money.
No.
Or a guitar.
Nope.
You're going to put up Matt Myra singing that Three Doors Dong? Three Doors Dong?
Three Doors Dong. I think it was a
Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably put that up.
Yeah. I looked for it today. I can't wait to put this up.
You asshole.
Well, I want to put up a bunch of just videos that I take like while we're on the road and stuff. And that was so much fun, Matt. We're driving to Boulder, and Matt's in his fucking.
It was my beanie. It was my spin doctor's beanie.
And Semi-Charmed?
Yeah. Semi-Charmed kind of live. Right when the camera comes on at first,
Matt just starts singing, and then I sort of look in the rearview mirror, like he looks like a giant infant in the background with his gloves, just going, "I want something to get me through this." It was so fucking cute.
I always look like a giant infant.
No. But
you know, you sound like a giant infant all the time. But
Did you just,
man? Watch the threads, man.
Did you just pour your juice on? Did you just pour your lunch on Jonah?
I threw it out.
Yeah. Then
how many of those? Yeah. What?
The comments will read. Finally, Jonah gets his.
Finally. How many of those a day do you drink?
I don't know. So far, two.
Where do you get them?
My house.
Wait, do you have them delivered to your house, or are you making these?
I bought a juicer.
Oh, so you're just
Yeah.
Well, do
this,
you even
though this particular juice I bought from Gourmet Bites.
But do you know
what to put in? Yeah, I follow the recipes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Arsenic.
Keep going.
I'm just.
Oh, okay.
I'm just worried about you. Is all. I just want to make sure you're getting
anthrax.
I'm just making. I just want to make sure you get the.
I don't know what's going to happen. It's a fun experiment.
No, a fun experiment is like, let's pour baking soda and fucking vinegar together.
Okay.
Or hydrogen peroxide.
I'm listening. Let's do this.
Let's not eat solid food for 2 months.
Well, I'm going to try it. I think what I actually might do, this might sound crazy to you guys, but when we're on the road, I'll just eat and then go back to juice when I'm off the road. That sound crazier?
No.
I don't know. I don't know.
The point is, when we go places, there's things like fried fucking
everything.
Cheese curds.
Are you exercising?
Yeah, I mean, in the sense that I walk to and from work.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, it's not really exercise.
No, it is really exercising.
It isn't, Chris.
No, but it is.
Nope. That's my grandfather. Of course he died.
Yeah.
Of course.
This is going up Wednesday?
Yeah.
Hey. What day are you doing mashup, tomorrow or Wednesday?
I will have been last night, Tuesday.
Damn it.
Are you doing Wednesday?
Yeah, I don't know who else is on.
TJ Miller's show.
Yes, TJ Miller's show mashup. We are both going to be on it.
Doing comedy jokes, which comedy we then jokes. Will act out?
Yeah. Did you watch the pilot?
No.
It's really cool. It's got
pretty
like
big commitment.
Probably should have watched that before I agreed to it. But I like TJ, so I just immediately said yes.
Yes, and Jordan is great director, has a great eye, and will make, like, it's basically, yeah, there's visualizations of it. So it's I don't think it'll be taken more than a day.
Okay.
And it'll probably be down the road,
All right.
So, but yeah, you should check it out. Like the first, the special that aired last year has, it's Kumail Nanjiani and Hannibal Buress and Matt Bronger and Kyle Kinane with TJ hosting.
Nice grouping.
Yeah. And it's they're all the guys that came up in Chicago. So it's a neat special.
Wait, I'm not from Chicago.
No, but the series isn't from Chicago.
Should I need to be from Chicago?
You don't need to be from Chicago.
Should I lie?
Check again, Chris.
Check again. Check again. Mm. I feel for you. Check again. Check again.
The series is going to have you, me, Pete Holmes, Reggie Watts, Marilyn Ricegub. Hannibal Buress is going to do it again, I think. It's going to be good.
TJ Miller.
TJ Miller hosting. Jordan Vogt Roberts directing.
Mashable put out a list of funny podcasts that it liked, and there were 4 Nerdist shows out of the 10.
Wow. Any of them ours?
Yes. but also, Pete Holmes, you made it weird.
Indoor Kids. Sex Nurse Sandra.
JV Club, Janet Varney. Oh, nice. No, it was Pop My Culture with Cole and Vanessa, and then JV Club, and You Made It Weird, and us.
Wow.
And so I was proud. No, I'm sorry. It was just 4.
Oh.
It was just 4.
Well, next time.
Us too.
No, I'm just saying we'll have 5 next time.
Oh, because of Phoebe.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying in general.
Who was the 5th one?
There was no 5th one. It was just 4.
So it was the top 4 Nerdist Network podcasts.
No, it was 10 podcasts. Oh, who were the other 6 people on the list?
I thought it was the top 5.
No, it was a 10. I just, the usual suspects, the folks that, of course, WTF and Comedy Bang Bang and Pod F Tomcast and How Was Your Week.
Did Dana Gould get on there?
Dana Gould was not on that particular list.
Man, people got to get up on that. It's such a good podcast.
Get up on that.
Yes. Jensen's podcast. Show. Get up on it.
Get up on it.
Yeah.
People loved the Maurice LaMarche and Rob Paulsen episode.
Yeah, that was fun.
It really hit a chord that I suspected, everyone, there's a certain age group that grew up with Pinky and the Brain and Animaniacs, but even just sitting across from Rob Paulsen and saying, do you remember the Country of the World song? And then he fucking breaks into it.
Oh, really?
Flawlessly.
Man, that's awesome.
It just... I think the people who are listening, it was just like, oh my God,
that's incredible.
Yeah, it was such a fun podcast. And Rob also has a great podcast called Talkin' Tunes, which is in the film and TV section of iTunes.
That's awesome.
Which is just where he gets voiceover actors on the show.
Yeah, there's a couple podcasts that I listen to that I'm surprised don't get more attention. Like I've talked about before, like Grandma's Virginity.
Yeah,
Dana Gould podcast is one. Walking the Room is starting to get a really good crowd around it. But those are the
they're
ones.
Doing one in Australia.
Yeah, yeah. They did a show at the Bell House in New York, and apparently, it sold out, and it was a crazy good crowd.
That's a good. We shot a Star Talk there at Bell House. It's a nice venue.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just happy for those guys.
They're good guys.
Just happy for Star Talk.
Star Talk's gonna be fun.
When is that premiere?
Later, for a little while. We've shot a few live episodes of Star Talk.
Yep. What's taking so long?
Well, Neil is also doing Cosmos.
I don't understand.
Well, he's
bringing back Cosmos.
He should work for us.
I know that. I'm guessing that director of the Hayden Planetarium and being one of the world's leading astrophysicists might take up a little bit of his schedule.
Hello, the stars don't change all that much. I think we got it for a little.
Stars
while.
Die every day.
The stars change a lot. Have you seen any recent pictures of Hannah Montana?
She does look. Doesn't
good. Exist.
She looks good.
She looks great. Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
She really went from kind of like a, I'm just sort of a dorky, kind of fun-loving, white, trashy girl to, she's glamorous.
Glamorous, white, trashy girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's got her roots still.
Sparkly. Yeah.
Seriously, they're dark. Yeah. She should get those.
Squang-a-gang-go-go-gang.
Nerdist podcast of Miley Cyrus. Take care of those roots, girl. We'll be right on the. We'll be on the tabloids.
Are we doing any cards?
No, not anymore. It's all done.
Do you want to do any cards? We can do some cards.
What's going on with your voice? I don't like this voice. It's like you're talking into a cup.
Gross.
If you could just keep that going for
that
a second
longer.
That's
the grossest sound in history.
Matt.
Yes, Jonah?
When you have a question,
uh-huh,
and it's also somewhat a comment.
Right. What can it? What if it's both?
A comstion?
Comstion.
God, we dodged a bullet. We could have named it comstion. It would have been terrible.
Yeah. I have a comstion.
What is? What do you have?
A comstion.
Can you get that removed? Because that doesn't sound healthy.
I have a comstion.
I have seven comstions for you. First of all,
I did not watch Game of Thrones yet.
Oh, it's on the DVR. I was traveling yesterday.
It's gonna be. It's getting to that time of year where there's just gonna be
a lot of TV.
Yeah, just because Game of Thrones,
Mad Men.
I guess Eastbound Down's ending up pretty soon.
Yeah, I think I got like one more week, right?
Yeah.
This comment is from Mike O. Hey guys, I drove from Boston to New York to see the Comedy Central filming. Oh, my comedy special, and I was really impressed to see Jonah's kick-ass mustache. I'm organizing.
What?
I'm just reading the way it's written. I'm organizing an event called Cinco de Mustache Boston, May 5th, 2012, and it would be awesome if the Nerdist crew, but especially Jonah, came by to check it out, since you're going to be in town on the 4th. If you're interested, check out facebook.com/mustacheboston or email me, and I'll give you whatever info you need.
I have bad news.
You're not going to shave it,
are you? Yeah, I'm going to probably shave it this weekend.
Oh, I ain't going to shave it. You guys grow it back by May. 4th.
Yeah.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. It won't be as thick.
I'll be busy.
I don't know. I just don't, you know, I don't like the idea that I have to have it all the time.
Right. You don't want it to be like a
my thing.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm keeping it is because there's a tag on one of my jokes for that mashup thing where I reference the mustache. So I'll keep it for that.
Or you could go to Cinco de Mustache and be like, this is really fun, you guys, and then just have a breakdown and shave it off in front of everybody.
Yeah. I'm reactionary sometimes. I'll do that.
Just to do that?
I really like my mustache. I go to a mustache convention. Ugh, not me, guys.
I have a suggestion for you. Go to Cinco de Mustache without your mustache on your face, and everyone's like, what the fuck? Then open up your shirt and have your chest hair shaved into the shape of a mustache.
I'll do that.
I should do that.
You can do it on your back.
A chest dash. Make a chest dash. Make a back stash.
Backstash, HTTP.
Backstash.
Mustacheonbacks.org.
Go to nerdist.com/podcast.
Oh my God. That's what we need. That's what it actually would be, a forward stash. And if we could have a keyboard key that instead of slashes were like little slanted mustaches,
yeah.
That would be so much fucking
fun. That would be funny.
This comment is from Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Jennifer. After seeing your live taping of the podcast in Minneapolis, I have a parenting question I'd like to ask you.
Why would you go to that show, watch it, and then assume we can answer a parenting question?
Yeah, I thought
question.
You just said you saw the show.
Don't finger your kids. All right, good.
Yeah.
Answered.
Good advice, Chris.
Don't leave David Letterman TV guides around.
Well,
true.
This is the next line of this makes it very embarrassing after everything we just said. You three seem like fairly well-adjusted adult-like nerd men.
Fuck you!
Oh. Sorry, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes Jonah's reactionary. I'm the mother of a 10-year-old boy.
Way. Are you reading her words? Is she a wizard?
Way.
We're just confused.
Yeah. I'm the mother of a 10-year-old boy. He dresses the 11th Doctor for Halloween, likes to reenact the movie Spaceballs with origami figures, and regularly sews his own puppets out of felt.
Okay.
Basically, he's a nerdling. The 80s were not a great time to grow up nerdy. Well, I disagree. So I know quite a lot about the social hazards of nerddom. Let's just say that watching PBS reruns of Doctor Who and reading Asimov's science fiction magazine didn't get me a lot of dates in rural Iowa. Any suggestions as to how to raise my cool little geeklet in a way that he'll feel free to let his nerd flag fly, but also have a chance to talk to girls in the future? Would love to hear your views. Well,
let him
just
feel
let him
shame.
Do what he wants.
Let him feel the
Let
shame.
Him do what he wants. Let him do what he wants. Let him explore.
Yeah,
let him
unless he's hurting himself or others, let him do what he wants.
Or kittens.
But I think she wants to know how to foster that. Take him to Comic-Cons. Let him meet other people. Like you can build the community around. You can let the kid find the community in the world because of the internet. So,
or you could have the other way around where you do take him to Star Trek conventions and he does see the people there and he avoids turning out like that.
Well, that's what we don't. Ultimately, he should be allowed to do whatever, explore whatever he wants. So you have to be comfortable with the idea that when he turns 13 and begins to reject everything that happened before that, that he might get into sports. And if he does do that, it's going to be very hard for you, but you're going to have to let that happen.
Exactly. Then, like, it's like, you know, take him to his games. Go to see his games.
Being open-minded doesn't just mean being open-minded about the things that you like. Like, exactly. You have to let your kid really be the person that he wants to be.
Yeah, my parents didn't necessarily understand a lot of the stuff I got into, you know, but you know, they supported it. And, you know, it's... They didn't want to, but they did. And that's just the way you got to do it. Like, you got to find it. You got to make your mistakes.
Was your dad okay that you didn't grow up to be like a hardcore pot smoker? Did he have to come to terms with that?
Yeah. He didn't get it. Don't you see how awesome it is all the time?
He's right, though.
I started reading Tough Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I liked it.
The Kevin Smith book. Yeah. Kevin Smith coming on the podcast soon. We recorded it. It's coming up soon. Hey, you guys. This is from Doug Wolf. Big fan of the podcast. Congrats on getting to 200. I think he means episode 200. We're almost there. My question is mostly for Chris. Take a powder, guys.
We're used to it.
I know you do The Talking Dead for AMC. Is there any chance you could do a show like that for the final season of Breaking Bad? Talking Bad, perhaps? I don't know if you like that show as much, but I'm obsessed with it. And we'll watch something like that if you did. Thanks, Doug W. No one has said anything to me like that, but if they wanted me to do that, I would do it in a fucking heartbeat.
Yeah. Paul Scheer would have to be a guest on every episode.
He loves Breaking Bad. Robert Palmer? This email's from Robert Palmer.
Beyond the grave.
Oh, it's not the same Robert Palmer.
Oh, girls don't go crazy for a sharp dress?
No.
No, wait, that was ZZ Top.
Whoops.
No.
Simply Irresistible.
Simply Irresistible.
Addicted to Love.
Addicted to Spuds.
Yep.
I Didn't Mean to Turn You On.
Yeah. Or you could do the, what was the...
It was the 80s supergroup Powerhouse.
Power Station.
Power Station, rather, with John Taylor from Duran Duran and somebody else.
What was the...
that was a great
John
album.
From, John Glazer did that thing on Conan a long time ago when Obama was running. It was just Simply Obama Irresistible. So Obama Irresistible. With God, Tom Giannis on drums and Todd Barry on bass, I think. I can't remember.
No one has ever said that in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, on bass, Todd Barry.
Hey, he played thanks, drums man. With Yola Tango. I saw a video of him doing that.
Thanks, man.
Hey, man. That's real cool.
Hey, man. I'm in Power Station now, man. Yeah, I love Power Station. That album.
It's good.
Harvest for the World. Great song. Anyway, any chance you guys can check out my sci-fi short film, People of Earth, available on this really long link.
Really busy.
I could do it. Johnny, you actually told me today you've cleared up your schedule. You have nothing to do right now.
No, I was lying to you because I want to make it seem like I'm a real cool guy that just don't give a shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're very busy.
Very busy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So too busy to just watch a video?
Yeah. I'm just really just so busy.
Well, what about this time that you're talking about how busy you are? Could you have just done it then?
It could have. You know what? That's right. You're right. I could have just now, but because I didn't realize how long.
Yeah, you'd be talking about.
Yeah, I'd be talking about it. I just, during this time, I could have easily. Yeah, but now, starting now.
Yeah, it would be too. He's right. It's too little time now.
Yeah, so I'm,
this is from Alexander McGill. Good day now. I'm currently catching up on about 40 episodes near the middle, trying to keep up to date whilst catching up. Well done, Andrew McGill. Congratulations, Bill. You're a law. So I hope I'm not rehashing an idea too much, but I have a zombie thought. Well, that means like he's having zombie tendencies. Oh, wait, I should keep reading. So say animals became so say animals can become zombies. Okay, let's all say that.
I won't say that, though.
Animals can become zombies.
Say animals can become zombies.
Would that mean it's possible we could have zombie sharks attacking on land or possibly see zombie tuna take on a lion in either the ocean or the plains and see who would win? All right. Tuna are huge.
Yeah.
So it's possible that now I still think a lion would get.
Oh, yeah. They can't move.
Okay, here's the thing. Just because you're a zombie doesn't mean all of a sudden you can walk on land.
No, but if you're a zombie shark and you go on land and you would die normally, but yeah, if you don't need to breathe.
Then you just flop around. No one's going to fucking. They can't. They're not going to, like.
They don't have legs. They're not.
They're not going to, like, push themselves forward with their fins, you know?
Maybe they will.
They might.
If they evolve.
But I don't know if the sharks would be able to pull themselves all the way to the desert. without completely desiccating.
I also like the fact that we're this is the logical point, logical sticking point for us.
How would it move?
Yeah. So yeah, I don't get it. What?
This is from Kim Caldwell. Chris, can we get married? If you're gay, it's not a deal breaker. Oh, and I'm married already. Boy, I wish I were cool enough to be gay. I'm not, though.
I think that's homophobic.
Are you still reading?
I think that's...
that is literally not homophobic.
I think it is. I think it's a weird reverse homophobia.
I'll tell you what. There are some...
It's a liberal right guilt.
No. I honestly have had those moments where I, like, I'll see, like, a really sharp-dressed
dick,
gay dude.
And you want to suck it.
Because I just... Like, it's,
they're so hot.
I feel like I'm... It's like a thirst that I can't seem to ever quench.
Sure.
Or an itch that I can... No, I'll see a really sharply dressed gay dude, and we're here at the E Studios, where there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I just kind of search, and I go, you know, could I? Because that guy is really attractive, and then just... But there's no...
Yeah, no, I...
No boners behind it. Yeah, but
if
I...
If I see, like, a good-looking guy, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, but, you know, no. Yeah. It's just not there for me.
Yeah.
It's just not there for me, but says gay dudes are cool. They're just cooler.
Women love them. Men want to beat them off.
How do you guys both walk around?
Men want to be to them off. Those are my favorite kind of jokes.
Yeah.
Where you just have to be to them off. Matt, didn't you have a hard out at 1 o'clock?
Well, I moved it to 1:15, actually.
Oh, that's nice of
you. I was waiting for you.
What do you got to do?
B-roll. Prawn. Apple TV.
Yeah, I had to... Oh, the new Apple TV.
Yeah.
How is it?
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Why?
Is that the actual TV?
No. It's just the box. Now they're streaming HD.
Good. It's not that much better though than the 720p. So
right.
I'm not. You know, it's if you need to have the newest thing, go for it. But if you have the old Apple TV, you don't really need to upgrade.
Xbox 360 now has the HBO Go app. So if you have an HBO
Hobo, which I do,
yeah,
it's cool.
Here's a comment from Spatch.
Eula.
Subject: comment.
City.
Hi.
I just thought of like a vampire spatula. Spatula.
Spatula.
Oh no, it's spatula.
Could you please flip the egg near your neck meat?
Jesus, spatula.
Could you please?
Blah, blah. First, I have to get all this butter flavored Pam off my spatula teeth.
Spatula City.
Spatula City.
Which is in Transylvania.
No, the spatula is just doing anything it can to get blood. No one in here but us tampons. No, spatula.
Especially you don't belong in
your
there.
Spatula. No, look, I have added this string to me. No, spatula, please.
Please, it's all I have.
First of all, I'm a
vampire spatula.
I did not ask to be born into spatula darkness, as I call it.
Well, can you turn into a bat? No, just a smaller spatula.
I also cannot flip sunny side up eggs.
It's so tricky. It's so
tricky. Matt.
Nice cap.
I can...
Sunny
Please
side.
Please do not make them sunny side up. Just flip them.
And then it just disintegrates in your hand.
Dumb fucking spatula.
Please. No silver pens. Oh.
That's werewolf.
We did it, everybody.
Some vampires in some lore are allergic to silver.
They're allergic. That doesn't kill them. They're just allergic to it.
That hurts.
Hey, that werewolf over there is allergic to silver.
He's just really allergic to silver.
You shoot a werewolf with a silver bullet in there and they just get hay fever.
Or can werewolves drink the Coors silver bullet? Or does that technically?
Dude, I want someone make that just one panel comic. It's a werewolf looking at a bunch of Coors lights. So that's the silver bullet, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's at a party, and there's just a cooler full of silver bullets, and he just can't drink anything.
He just flips out.
He's like Mike Henry could draw that really well.
You got to go do B-roll?
Yeah.
Go do B-roll.
All right.
All right.
Have a good time, guys.
Get that B-roll.
Yeah.
I'm going to pee first.
Bye, Matt.
We're doing that a lot today.
Bye, Matt.
I would imagine so. Bye, Juicy. Bye, Juicy Myra.
Those were some nice pants.
What do you think about this fucking juice cleanse bullshit?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem... There seems like you're gonna... He's gonna get more vitamins and minerals than he ever has before. Sure.
So he'll be delicious
for
a late night snack.
Matt will now be fortified.
Fortified vitamins and minerals.
I don't know. It's... I get it. You know, there's been, it's a cleanse, though. It's not a diet. It's not something you should stay on for a while. Cleanses are bad enough, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be right, because if he still needs energy. And what, like, so he said there's beets in it, ginger, and then like different kinds of fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Like, does the, like we were
is
talking
there
about,
protein or anything in there? Where does that come from?
I don't know. It doesn't seem right. But you know what? He did the other one and he stuck to it and he lost a bunch of weight. So we'll see.
Yeah, but you just want to make sure you lose the weight in a healthy way, not just I'm going to stop eating solid food for a long time.
Yeah, I've been having problems. I keep I'm reactionary, and I even do it. I'm reactionary to myself. Nights I say I'm going to take it easy on drinking, I end up drinking more. Weekends I say I'm going to try and, you know, like this like weekend in Minneapolis. I was like, you know what? I got the taping coming up. I should just take it easy.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
Short-term happiness is very compelling to our brain.
It is. And me and Deanna have a lot of conversations about it where it's like, you know, we, like, not only do we have that, but we both have that trait, but we also have it together, which is even worse, because then it's just like, we shouldn't
get married. Oh, is that what you were going to say? I'm sorry. I thought that's what you were. Oh, this is really embarrassing.
Do you not think we...
I think you should.
You're right. I'm calling her right now.
No, Jonah, please. Jonah, I just...
It's weird that the phone is so loud and human sounding.
Sometimes you actually have to, if you know that social situations are tied to the thing that you want to stop doing, you have to change. You actually have to stop doing those things for a while, which is hard.
Yeah, especially because that means, you know, in a sense, kind of not doing as much comedy as I'd like.
Right.
You know, I'm getting better. I could not drink at a Meltdown,
mm-hmm.
which used to be like my night for, you know, going off. But I'm thinking about getting a personal trainer.
Called Jesus Christ?
Yes. I just want him to carry me on the sand when I get too tired running on the beach. See those when there's only one set of footprints? Yeah. That's when you started puking and crying and I had to throw you over my shoulder until you got to the end.
Yep. And then I dropped. And then this big indentation is where I dropped your sad fucking body.
And then I went
and helped someone who deserved it.
And those erratic ones are me skipping away about how happy I am to get away from you.
The zigzaggy pattern is where I was running away from jellyfish because they're very creepy.
They're very, very creepy.
Very scary. Yeah,
exactly.
Then there's like two lines where I was just kind of like, I just got on my knees and I was like, I'm a train. I'm a Jesus exactly. train. Woo-hoo!
And then at the end of that, those tracks, it's just a really like not the best sandcastle, but like, you know, pretty good.
Yeah.
Had a moat.
Yeah, and that's where I kicked it over.
Yeah.
that's what I like to do sometime.
Yeah.
And then these kind of webby ones are, I just put on these really fun duck feet that I have, like these slippers.
Yeah, exactly. And they weren't necessarily fins for being in the water, but, you know, they were funny looking. And then these tire tracks are from when I just got the fuck out of there.
And I realize it's easier to drive. That's when I just realized, why am I walking on the beach?
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah.
You know,
and where am I that I could drive on the beach?
Baywatch.
1950s.
Yeah, you're in a Frankie Avalon
beach
movie.
Bingo. Yeah. Yeah.
One set of footprints is where I was carrying Frankie Avalon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Do you know Jamaica Ska? That's my favorite part of Back to the Beach. Jamaica Ska. Ska, Ska, Ska. Do the Ska, I think, is one of the lines in it.
Do the Ska.
Do the Ska.
I love the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones when they did the Ska.
Yeah, they really did the ska.
Yeah, they did the ska really good. The Specials did the good ska.
They did the good ska. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I really love like ska in the title of ska bands.
Like
Ska Skank Redemption. Or there was that one band, Mephiscophilus.
Oh my god.
Scatolites, that's one. That's a popular one.
Scatological.
Scottman Crothers.
Oh, that's my favorite. That's my favorite.
That's the one I just made up.
Oh, good. Were we going to do it?
What?
Are we going to do Scottman Crothers as a band?
Do you want to do it? Yeah. Scottman Crothers?
It's called a Shining. Let's do Shining. Let's make Shining. Here I come, Tony.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. And then there's just like, it's like a whole album about just the... the black light velvet titty poster behind him when he's in his apartment.
Oh yeah, that 70s chick. Yeah. When he's watching the news and like when that was kind of funny that was Florida. It was just him in a hotel room in the news report. Yeah, yeah. Wow, look at Florida. Yeah. Look at Florida. Full of African American chicks with big afros and giant naked tits.
Yeah, that's how it works.
All over the walls.
That's every hotel room, no matter what.
What I couldn't figure out with that was like, wait, was that his home or did he bring that picture to a hotel? Because he has to travel everywhere with it.
Ah, man, I just wish I didn't have to fly with this thing. It's so inconvenient and big.
Can I check my titty pictures? Yes, sir. This is before 9/11. What's 9/11? Don't worry
about
it.
You'll see. And then the guy looks to the camera and it zooms in. We were.
You've known about it all along.
Because he has the shiny.
Yes. He has the shining. Well, where it's...
That was like the shining. Shining.
That's the
so
end
is
of
that
our,
the end of the show?
Yeah, that's the end of the show.
Yeah, so.
Please subscribe to the Nerdist channel, youtube.com/Nerdist. It would really be helpful to us, and we'll make stuff that that is relevant to your interests.
Yeah, you had there was a nice quote you had. I would just say, if you ran G4, this would be the stuff that you would make.
That was when I, you know, when we first pitched this channel to YouTube, that was sort of my idea. I mean, like, G4 is an amazing place to work. Attack of the Show is great. X-Play is great. Web Soup was super fun. Mm-hmm. The problem with G4 that everyone, I think, would admit was that it just didn't have the resources to make all of the programming that it wanted to.
Yeah.
G4 wanted to make, like, all the times people were like, why Cops and Cheaters? Like, G4 does not want to run Cops and Cheaters. It's just they're part of a big company, and that pays the bills so that Attack of the Show can get made.
Exactly. And it's just hard when there's not a lot of money to spare to be as experimental as they would have loved to be.
Right. And so that was kind of the programming mandate, the kind of the idea of behind this is like, you know, if I had the resources, which I do, like, what would I do with it?
Yeah.
And it's just all the stuff that I like.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. It's a good.
Mario.
Hey, it's a me.
Hey, you should take that mustache to Cinco de Mustache.
No.
Oh, God. Oh, Mario. One chunk at a time. It's a me, a Mario.
It's a me, Matthew. It's a me, a Matthew. And Toad is Jesse. Do it yourself, bitch.
You just turned Dr. You just did a Breaking Bad Mario.
I was I would like to say that Tuco could be Bowser, but he's gone. So is so is the other one.
Was that a spoiler?
Tuco's like from like second season.
Okay.
And the other one was very vague.
All right, good.
Yeah.
The other one, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
All right. Stop me now, Chris.
More. Welcome to Breaking Bad Spoilers.
Yeah.
Enjoy your burrito, everyone. Enjoy your burrito. It's a meme. Matthew.
It's just this.
He's just scratching his neck the whole time. Just like losing teeth.
Yeah. The mushroom pops up and he's just like... Mm.
You know, with the new graphics engine, you can really see the scabs on Methio's face in unbelievable detail. Each one of them you can peel off and throw as a weapon.
Exactly. And then you just like singed mustache from just like the crack pipe. Oh, were you recording?
I couldn't bring myself to hit stop.
Oh, I feel weird because I said it way off mic.
Well, now I have to call this episode proves. It's a Me, Methio.
This just proves we're friends.
All right, get out of here.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast was brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 15% off your new account for 6 months, go to Squarespace.com and use the offer code NERDIST3.
Girls Fight Back is the world-renowned personal safety and empowerment-based self-defense company that teaches women and people of all gender identities how to live confidently while being their own best protector. As a leading voice on violence prevention and empowerment for over 20 years, Girls Fight Back has trained over 1 million people around the world since 2001.
Their engaging workshops create a safe environment for groups to learn evidence-backed, life-saving skills, emphasizing that self-defense education is about more than just physical resistance. Girls Fight Back, led by CEO Nicole Snell, provides audiences with a range of applicable safety strategies that can be used in any setting so that you can lead a badass life.
To learn more about Girls Fight Back and to bring their award-winning trainings and seminars to your community, visit girlsfightback.com. That's girlsfightback.com.